Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Slowly growing into one of my favorite segments of the night. It's Adam's News of the Night. Things beyond the headlines that you need to know as you cruise through the overnight hours. All right, Adam, what is story number one on the schedule?
This one kind of hits close with you and,
okay.
and your wife being a Florida Gators fan.
Oh, I love this already.
Okay, yes. I thought you would. This is why I picked it. A guy who was at a bachelor party in Florida. He was at a bar. He left. He was very drunk. Let me start with this. He left the bachelor party to steal a car and chase down another car of a group of guys that were at the bar and had left for making fun of his Florida Gator shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Because somebody was poking fun at his Gator shirt?
Yes, he didn't.
So he went out and stole a car to track down a car of people who hurled the insults at his mighty, mighty Gator shirt.
Yes, and then, to top it off, started shooting at them.
Oh, even worse. Yes. Even worse. Wow. Wow, that's great. Nobody was hurt, obviously. I don't want to say it's great if somebody was injured.
No, I don't think anybody was hit.
That's kind of scary. Like, what were the guys saying? Like, ha-ha, your team is okay. And the guy just lost his mind?
Yeah, basically.
Or, why do your team get arrested all the time? By Steve Spurrier was a loser. Actually, that would be more against me nowadays because more people recognize him as South Carolina's coach than Florida's coach. But nevertheless.
So.
And then the guy just couldn't mentally handle it.
Nope. So
that's great.
Florida Gators fans and your wife, they're being represented well.
My wife doesn't take trash talking as well as like I do. Like she'll throw that South Carolina stuff my way and I just kind of eat it.
Right.
But I throw it right back at her. She doesn't talk to me for a while. I don't know why. I made fun of Danny Werfel one time when we were dating. I thought we were breaking up for good. I thought that was it. We're going to call off the wedding. That's her guy.
Yeah, that's her guy.
Let me just, I'm not afraid to admit this. She would walk off this marriage for Danny Werfel. I'm not kidding. She still loves Danny Werfel.
An ex-girlfriend I had was like that with Scott Pesednik of the White Sox.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You don't say anything about him, and if he's there, I'm gone.
I had Danny Werfel on a radio show I had him on an interview, and I asked him at the end of the interview if he could just say hi to my wife, and he did, and she loved it. She taped it. She showed it to my friends. She was like a child, like when you give a child a new doll to play with, and they just show it off. That was her toy. Like, oh, do you want to hear Danny Werfel saying hi to me on Tony's show? It was just great. So, and when Steve Spurrier was the coach of the Gators, I was at Frank Sinatra Celebrity Golf Classic in his Memorial Golf Tournament, and I interviewed Spurrier at that tournament, and she got to meet him. Do I get credit for this? No, not at all.
Come on.
She never says, my husband's got a really cool job. I've met some of my really cool Gator people.
Right.
No. All right, story number two.
Is there a worse job in sports than refereeing soccer outside of America? Because another referee was attacked in Turkey during a soccer match, right in the middle of a soccer match. A fan ran onto the field and attacked the referee for making a call that he didn't like and viciously beat him before security could make it over to him. And sad part is, like, the video's right in front of me. The goalie is probably 15 yards, and he's got his back to him. He doesn't even notice the referee just getting pummeled by this fan.
I feel like I see one of these all the time.
I would say we see one at least every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they probably happen 3-4 times a week.
Yes.
And we just don't
I feel like
them.
I see this kind of story all the time. You know, on a serious note, do you remember the 30 for 30,
yes.
The two Escobars?
Yes.
Where Pablo Escobar was bribing like officials, and one official made a call against his team and it cost him the game, and that guy was dead. They had him shot.
I don't know
why you'd be a referee. I don't know. What do you do?
No, I mean,
you could get the most corrupt people in the world at your soccer game. Going, how do I even keep this in order? If one guy doesn't kill me, the other guy will kill me. Yeah, I don't know how people do this. I don't know why they do this.
It's scary.
It's scary. I mean, yeah.
There's a chance you die.
Yeah.
Because these fans are so insane about the game.
I yelled at an umpire once at my son's Little League game, and I regret it to this day. 4 years later, I regret it. I was embarrassing. And he was just a kid. He was just a kid, and I ripped him a new one. It was a stupid Little League game. But yeah, it's crazy. Oh my gosh. All right, story number three.
Story number three, I found my ultimate goal in life to buy, and it's something that me and you could spend the next 7 lifetimes trying to save up money and would probably never be able to afford it.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's a new, it's called the Migaloo. It is the world's first underwater yacht, or a submarine yacht.
Oh, wow. Really? A submarine yacht?
Yes. Now, the best part about this is, so the yacht, obviously, is a submarine, can go underwater and go anywhere it wants, but it also can come up and the actual top of it will open up and then become like a yacht.
How great is this? Now, remember when we were talking about Roger Goodell being a supervillain? That's what supervillains would buy.
That's what supervillains would buy.
Would buy. You would go around the world in your sub yacht, and you would just find havoc around the world to, I don't know, exploit.
The first models they have are 380 feet long.
Wow. That's like a cruise ship. No, it's not a cruise ship.
I'm
speaking out of turn.
It has a helipad. So if you want to land your helicopter.
Oh, that's great. I love the helipad.
It has, this one, I believe it said it had eight bedrooms.
Eight bedrooms? Yeah, what is this, a hotel?
Eight suites is what it's.
Wow.
Eight VIP suites.
Do you bring parties like a people on this thing? Or do you just I want this.
It's basically, it's a mansion on water, basically.
Have you ever seen, there's very, very, very few pictures, and I don't know if they still are on the internet, but I remember there was a company got a whole bunch of pictures of Tiger Woods' boat, Privacy.
Oh, yes.
It was a Carnival cruise ship. It had an elevator in the middle of the lobby. I mean, it had bedrooms. It was like a hotel. It was his own personal boat. It had a crew of like 20. Huge kitchen. It's all for him. Man, that's great. So can this thing go around the world? Does it have to be kind of docked around near something? Like,
no,
you don't want to take it in the middle of the Pacific.
No, it can go anywhere it wants. It has wonderful. The capabilities to go anywhere.
Why wouldn't you do that?
So I'm sure somebody will be buying one of these very soon.
That's like the Spy Who Loved Me guy, that James Bond movie where the guy had the shark tank and he sent people down in the shark pit to die, but he had the boat.
I mean, can you just imagine being like, yeah, I'm on my submarine yacht and we're underwater and like a whale's going by you.
Yeah, whales going by and jellyfish.
It shows there's windows. You can see there's like multiple levels. And I think part of the bottom is glass. Or not glass, but
the big squid that comes wraps its tentacles around your sub and submerges it.
That kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, I don't want one anymore.
The fish with the flashlight on its head.
Yeah,
that one. Wow. All right, Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. Good stories from Adam's News of the Night. We'll talk some NFL with Frank next. Brady and Josh Norman, Yahoo Sports Radio.